ladies and gentlemen, this is Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night, 8:20, 2020. Well now, it just does not quit, does it? You know, Lord Jesus told us all about this. Matthew 24, Luke 21, the revelations of Lord Jesus as told to John of Patmos. Most people think it's just John who says it, but it's the Lord Jesus told John of Patmos. It's revelations to John, you see. And I'll tell you what, we just keep on rolling and rolling and rolling down and down deeper into the nitty-gritty. We're coming to Function Junction. This stuff doesn't quit. All of the stuff ongoing is warfare, political warfare, economic warfare, civil warfare. That's in an uncivilized manner, but civil meaning inside the country. And it's pretty clear that regardless of what's going on, it's like it's all designed by the AI, which just plug in Lucifer there and you'll get the idea, for the maximum amount of chaos. And out of that is going to come, allegedly, the Luciferian order. But what they really want to do is to reduce the population of planet Earth somewhere around 80 to 90%. And then the Luciferians, those who are making patty cake with the devil, and there's a lot of them, they are the ones that wish to rule as the elite of the planet Earth under Lucifer. They wish to rewild the wilderness and live in enclaves out over there, and then have maybe, you see, 500 million on the planet Earth, mostly captivated in the cities, so they can be relegated and regulated, and then some in the technical world and the managerial world and the professional world who will get the benefits and work for Lucifer. All right. But I'm going to tell you what. If you're out there, listen to what I say. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a bite. We can still vote. There is still going to be, I think, perhaps, maybe not, but perhaps one more ballot box. And then that is even at this stage of the game possibly in question. Because I don't know what's going to go down. And then even if we do have an election, it looks like it's all designed to be a chaos election. An election where nobody knows who won, and this one says that and the other says that. Thesis, antithesis. And the synthesis will be blood. It'll be war. Woe to the bloody city. It is all full of lies and robbery. The prey departeth not. The noise of the whip and the noise of the rattling of the wheels and of the prancing horses and of the jumping chariots. The horsemen lifted up both the bright sword and the glittering spear. And there is a multitude of slain, and a great number of carcasses, and there is none end of their corpses. They stumble upon their corpses because of the multitude of the whoredoms of the well-favored harlot, the mistress of witchcrafts, that selleth nations through her whoredoms and families through her witchcrafts. Behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts. And I will discover thy skirts upon thy face, and I will show the nations thy nakedness and the kingdoms thy shame, and I will cast abominable filth upon thee, and make thee vile, and will set thee as a gazing stock. And it shall come to pass that all they that look upon thee shall flee from thee and say, Nineveh is laid waste. Who will bemoan her? Whence shall I seek comforters for thee? Just look at Portland, 80 nights of chaos. What I'm going to tell you what, a dozen good cops with the riot guns could move into that and then put two dozen with the sticks and another dozen with the tear gas. So 48 cops could handle that stuff at one time. And I'm going to tell you what, when you have 80 nights of riots, and you allow 80 nights of riots, then perhaps the chief police ought to arrest those that give the orders not to stop it. And ask that somebody come in to help, or I'm going to tell you what, it's going to be handled at a certain point in time. But when we do that, it's going to go all the way. And Brother Quayle used to say, he used to quote somebody, I forget the guy's name. But this is back from the 90s. Steve used to always talk about a guy, and I can't remember the quote. But the guy told Steve on air one time in an interview, when the blood starts to flow, it will not quit till Lord Jesus comes back. So I'm going to tell you, do you think you have enough food? Do you think you have enough ammunition? Do you think you have a gas mask, Tyvek F suits, and that kind of thing in case we have some sort of a hypersonic missile that might come through from above? Or that, do you think possibly they might use something to blow the power grid from above with an EMP blast? Or maybe, let's just get down to it, ladies and gentlemen. You saw the new plastics plant now moving up from Houston up to Dallas because of the taking out of a lot of the red Chinese spies and all of the people down in Houston that were going after the chemical plants, the plastic factories, the refineries, all of the stuff. And those who listen for a number of years have known I've been talking about this for a lot of years and tracking all of the things. Some of them were being done by the Spetsnaz and still probably could be. Others now are red Chinese because what we found in Houston last year, when we lost, what was it, two plastic factories and a refinery or a chemical plant, that kaboom, after each one of those, another one would go up, but over in China. Now I'm going to tell you what, somebody in the MMB or somewhere has taken the idea that I had was to keep the Chinese busy with their dadgum floods. But the war is on. If you have not seen the MIMIC out of University of Wisconsin, and you can go and you can look at the North American domain and look at that map and look at all of it. You can look at the eastern west coast, okay, eastern Pacific, and see the west coast just by itself. You can see the western Pacific, and you can see going back and forth from China towards us and from us towards them, there is all kind of scalar weaponry, scalar constructs, bolts of energy of different sizes and strengths and frequency. You can also see it on the East Coast coming out of Africa, which is dominated by the Red Chinese, and also out of the Mediterranean and possibly France coming against the United States. And then they can also come over the pole. And what you got to understand, You can also do ionospheric, the ionosphere. They use it like a billiard cushion. The atmospheric heaters, they can set up a beam, hit the ionosphere, and bounce it down like a bank shot. You can also have them where they can send it through the earth and have it pop up somewhere out of there to create a quake or whatever. Now, I'm going to tell you, I can tell you some places to watch a lot of this. One that's a good one, which my good friends in Atlanta in the suburbs there, the good buddies over there, they're a little nutty, but they're pretty good people. God bless you all down there. May you protect you against all evil. But there is something that I sent to them. I've watched this for years. It's RSOE.HU. That's RSOEETIS, Emergency Alert Map. And this is a great place to go to look at all the things in the world. You can click on a continent, you know, like they're a nation like U.S. You can got on the left-hand side of the screen, you've got plus and minus things where you can make the states or the map bigger or smaller. And you've got down at the bottom on that page, you've got a list of all of the different things, all of the different quakes, fires, hurricanes, tornadoes, explosions, all kind of different stuff, all of the different emergency things in almost real time frame type of alerts. So I've watched this for years and I had forgotten about it again till recently, but I'm going to tell you, that's a good place to look. You can also go and, watch Mimic, alright, and look at that and see what's going on with that. And it will tell you and show you the scalar warfare. Now, let me just read what Brother Quayle posted today. I think it's worth reading. It's up at Steve Quayle, Quayle.com. And, it's called, Final Warning, World War III Imminent, special broadcast only weeks away. So incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be a streaming broadcast event on October the 16th and the 17th. You need to sign up for it, and it's going to be pretty good. But here's what Steve says. World War III and the likelihood of a major war breaking out is accelerating. The Antichrist kingdom has risen its head like no other time in history. The gates of hell are opening for a mutagenic vaccine that was recently revealed to be based on infected monkey feces. You can't make this stuff up. We have a near total global shutdown of international flights and appear to be on the eve of destruction. Like a Gallipoli game. That's Steve's new world for a global monopoly. All nuclear armed nations are on the verge of making a hair trigger mistake. The list of belligerents is long. China, India, China, U.S., China, Japan, China, Taiwan, Turkey, Greece, Israel, Iran, and all the chaos stand countries are getting ready to return to the battlefield of ancient history with contemporary weapons. As I am writing this summary, China and North Korea tents are blowing up. And note, North Korea has way more nuclear and chemical weapons than our failed intelligence agencies were aware of. All right? Russia leads the world in deploying aerial and submarine-launched hypersonic missiles, along with their plasma physics weapons that are now ready for live combat. Ladies and gentlemen, the scalar warfare is off the charts. Everybody's getting ready. They got their fingers on the trigger and the nukes loaded up. They got all this kind of stuff ready to roll. And meanwhile, you got Antifa and Black Lives Matter that are starting to come and starting to want to come into the suburbs, and they're starting to go beyond that pale. And I don't know. Don't get the hubris. You think Trump's going to beat old Sleepy Joe, because they can still steal this thing. The polls are still not with him. And I know. But what if this time they're tricking you out and they're going to steal this thing for real? This thing has all been planned. Everything is headed to Function Junction. Now, Steve Quayoff, Tom Horn, Gerald Celente, Mike Adams, Robert McGinnis, Lisa Haven, Greg Hunter, Dave Hodges, Daniel Holdings, Brandon Smith, you got to get ready to do it. And if you do it real quick, you'll also receive 6 weeks of exclusive private briefings with Steve Quayle, okay? So anyway, go ahead and get set up. Go to stevequayle.com and click on the streaming, thing and sign up for it. You also, I will tell you, it's a good time to get any of Steve's books. He's got specials on those. And you can also get, if you need it, if you've got your food preps done, you got your ammo done, your basic preps are all in the bag. You want to get some gold or you want to get some silver before they take and drop the dollar out the bottom, okay? Or go to some kind of a weirdo, cryptocurrency or government, digital currency and ban the cash. Well, I'm going to tell you what. The old silver, the gold, the platinum is still going to go a long way, and I'm going to tell you. 1947-40 before the show. That's at the price now that it was back in the old days when Steve used to talk about you getting it about $290 an ounce or $300 an ounce, let's say. That equivalent of that today is about $1,947. You see, we've had that much inflation in, 20 years. It's just incredible, or 30 years. Silver, $27.29 right before on air, and platinum, $9.13. That stuff will be cheap, and at some point in time, you won't even talk about it in terms of dollars because the dollars will not exist. So I'm going to tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and you're going to need that. You're going to need, if you haven't repented of your sins to the Lord Jesus and to ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior so that he can wash you clean. And even if you think you're too far gone, even if you think you've slipped way down there and that you've done too much wrong, what have you got to lose? Call on Lord Jesus to come. Repent of your sins to him and ask him to be your Savior. And he'll start to wash you clean. He'll start to wash away your sins, which is what he came here to do. Our Father in heaven sent him here. Now, what's your arrayed against as a Christian? What's your raid against? If you look at the Democratic symbol on the front of all their stuff for this convention, it's a D, and inside of the D, it says D 2020, doesn't it? But inside the D is a star with white and blue or different colors. But if you look at the way it's arrayed, it's at a little bit of an angle, leaning to the left, which is where they're leaning, to the left. And the way they've got the star set up is in the position of the goat of Mendez head. The Luciferian head, the goat of Mendez position where the two horns are up. And you got one little top horn down, coming down. And then you got the two side legs down. The goat of Mendez, M-E-N-D-E-Z, goat of Mendez head. Which is also overlaid in the map of D.C., all right? It's basically the upside-down pentagram, But this is cleverly done, but this is being done, and it's tilting slightly to the left. Look at it, the last one tonight, if you see that convention of the demon commie rats. And you'll know that Lucifer is directing their stuff. That's what the goat of Mendez is all about. And I'll tell you, all of this stuff, the ban and stuff, which Trump had nothing to do with, other than that, he was a Trump advisor at the beginning. And you know, guess where they had to go to get him? They had to get him, they arrested him on the yacht of a billionaire, Chinese billionaire, out in the ocean, in the Atlantic. You can't make this stuff up. Well, you could, but heck, it'd be the ones they're using this week, you know? And I'm going to quote this one more time, too. And how we burn in the camps later, thinking what things would have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested the quarters of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step of the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport. And notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough. And even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. That's key. No awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. And you see, that is what you need to keep in mind, because this is what's ongoing right now. This is what's going on as far as what Albert Pike put out. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the State of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. And Pike then says, we shall unleash the nihilists. Nihilists are people who tear everything down. They got no plan. They got nothing to substitute for it. They just want to burn the courthouse in Portland. They want to make the chop and kill people. They want to just shoot people willy-nilly in Chicago over dark turf. They want to come out and have a young white kid on a bicycle and a black man who's the next door neighbor just comes out and goes kaboom and shoots him right through the chest. You see, this is what they're unleashing. Pike and the Illuminati, the Luciferians. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil that everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of the civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity. You see, that's what Pike is saying now. You're going to have to fight so long and so much that it's going to destroy people's faith, you see. Some people's faith, but not mine. And I'm going to count on you not to have yours destroyed. The multitude disillusioned with Christianity, Pike says, whose deist experience will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an idea but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer. Brought finally out in the public view, this manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Pike wrote that in 1871 when he was the head of worldwide Freemasonry, and he wrote it to Giuseppe Mazzini, who was head of the Altadena, and he was in basically head of European Freemasonry. So, you see, the lie is on the line at every step of the game, and it's different at every step. But Lord Jesus said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. My people, he said. So if you don't fully understand that this is not going to be a walk in the park election, you see, it's not going to be that. Just go downtown at the wrong time, turn the wrong corner, and see what happens. Just wait till they come down the block, or the person that's got the black hearts on the little white cards in their driveway or, you know, at the edges of their property line, who is paying reparations. And incidentally, I discovered, apparently, that, you know, having read the article about a West African witchcraft at the head of some of the leaders and the founders of Black Lives Matter, that three of those ladies are into this West African witchcraft, the science, they called it. Some people call it the science, okay? Well, guess what? They talk about the science now, don't they? You see, this stuff is tied in. And now you've got a whole lot of evangelicals who are talking about, oh, we got to take the vaccine. And then you're starting to see pictures, and God bless one of my friends from California who sent me this. There's a picture out of 2015 which shows Fauci with Melinda Gates and allegedly Barack Hussein Obama, and they're in the Wuhan lab in Red China being shown around by the woman, one of the head scientist ladies there at the Wuhan lab, 2015. Most interesting, isn't it? Very much most interesting. And then I'm going to tell you what, Millie Weaver's Shadowgate, if you didn't download that or couldn't get a hold of it, see if you can get a hold of Millie Weaver's Shadowgate. It'll be up there somewhere. And watch that thing, because that is the key to how it's being done now. That's the next step after Snowden, you see. The next step after Snowden, after Assange and all of that. This remote, this influencing and all this stuff, the deep fakes, all of this whole deal. And if you can get your butt off of Facebook and off of Instagram and off of Twitter, and send the message, retake back your stuff, keep your email if you want. You know, that's no problem. I understand that. I have to use that. We have to in this day and age. But the instant messaging, the private messenger and all that stuff, and you're on this forum over here and you go to the private messenger, all that stuff is not private. It's all been part of the NSA from the very beginning. But now, it's now, allegedly, according to Shadowgate, it's now in the corporate structures. It's now, you know, in the whole shadow net, the whole business, where in this, in the Shadowgate, Millie Weaver's thing, where she has Tory and the other guy who are insiders that were in the inner deal, and they start talking about Glenforce, Global Strategies Group, Stanley, Analysis, Corp. CGI Tech. iSci Group. IAA. You got Dynologies out of Tampa. Dynology. All these different groups, they're all private groups, you see. All private groups, and then she talked about how the one woman worked for Brennan, and Brennan owned some of this stuff. And then there's another guy, allegedly, General Jim Jones. And then even Fox has, somebody that works for Fox, Jillian Turner. Allegedly, Jillian Turner was an asset of General Jim Jones. And he has all these groups. And that guy that's on there, he worked for him. They're able to go in, and they got the blackmail, the dirt on everybody. They're intercepting everybody's phones, everybody's bank accounts, everybody's stuff. All your searches on the search engines. They can get it all. And they have total access to the NSA's stuff, all the stuff up in the cloud. All right? Your bank records, your school records, your police record, whatever it is. They've got it all. But let me tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, if you're with Lord Jesus and he's with you and you know that, then you are losing your fear or a great deal of it all the time, because at some point, you're going to stand, and no matter what they say about you or all the stuff you did years ago, or or they make it look like you did it, or they create a deep fake, or they plant a voice print from your voice that is different than what you really did say, and they can do all of that. Then no matter what they do, then when they come for you, then let me tell you what, it's it's time to rock and roll, baby. Defend your house. Defend your family. Stand for Lord Jesus against this evil, because it's coming. And when they put the Go to Mendez heads and the Demon Commie Rats logo for the convention, then you know that that's what's going on. Tory, and then the guy's name was Bergie. They talk about the Atlantic Council. That's what Jones and then Ukraine, how it was the the epicenter for a lot of this stuff and all the different things, you see. So I'm going to tell you, here's what Ayn Rand said about the communists. The communists' chief purpose is to destroy every form of independence, independent work, independent action, independent property, independent thought, independent mind, or an independent man. Comforting a sickness, servility, and submission and obedience are necessary to establish the communist state. Okay? The Red Chinese I told you about. And there I think we may have gone off. No, we're still on. Are we still on? I believe we are. The Loon Balloons are the Red Chinese's satellite system, which is at 60 to 65,000 feet, and is picking up everything in the United States. United States military, you're looking up high in the sky. Just look at the Red Chinese. They also got subs off the Baja. They got land bases in the Baja. They got other land bases inside of Mexico. They're up in the Alberta and in British Columbia. They're all over the doggone place. They own a lot of the oil fields. They own a lot of the banks in Canada. They own a lot of the things in the United States. And they got agents all over, and they got thousands and thousands of undergrad and graduate students that have sent over here that are working in the schools. And then probably some of them are still here because they're grad students. Then they can still be involved with the research, you know. Oh, you let me just take care of all the cleanup of the lab tonight, Professor. You go ahead on to your party or your birthday or whatever. With the COVID, you want to get on home. I'll clean up the lab tonight. And then bingo. They get in, get all the files. Whoop, send all them right to Red China. Maybe they send them up to the Loon Balloon, okay? The Loon Balloon pops them off, you know, maybe to what allegedly is a Wally World Distribution Center. That also allegedly, back about 10 years ago, the FBI and different people were talking about the possibility that some of the Wally World centers, distribution centers, regional distribution centers, had the Red Chinese partners, the military they were partners with in factories in China, that some of them, you see, they had real nice signal intelligence and spy offices in those. So that's allegedly, you know, something that was discussed. And they were hiring at one point in time out of the big signal intelligence, trade journals and that kind of stuff. But now it's already out there, and Brennan and all these guys are like deep state people trying to take Trump down. All these people, Clapper, clap on, clap off, Clapper, all these guys. And they're trying to take over, and I'm going to tell you what. You just call them Lucifer the Lightbringer's minions, and you got it about right. So if you do not have a firearm, then you better call Uncle Joe, because there's very few of them in the gun stores anymore, or the sporting goods stores. There's hardly any ammunition out there to speak of, but you got to keep looking for it in multiple places every day, on the hoop and online, okay? Also in terms of food, the long-term storage food, the freeze-dried, the dehydrated, the all of the, you know, the Mountain House, the Alpenairs, and all that stuff is hard to come by, and the lead times are out 4, 5, 6 months in some cases. If they don't have it on the hook, then don't order it. Go get something else. Go and still, if you can get it, regular canned food. Bags of rice. Regular canned food. If you've got Denny Moore stew, or you got, beef barley soup from Progresso, and you pick some rice, you pour that over the top, that's a real good supper or lunch or breakfast. You add some dandelion greens from somewhere where they haven't used glyphosate on it. Somewhere out, you know, get you some dandelion greens or poke salad or whatever you might get. You can still go out and find wild berries sometimes out in the deep country that aren't being sprayed and that pop up. You can get a lot of stuff. If you want to do some things that you might do some good and that might be do the good down a year down the road or two, then plant some dwarf fruit trees. You can also get, for vitamin C, you can also get Meyer lemon trees. All right, you can get grapefruit trees, different things like that, and grow them inside the house in the winter, and you'll always have vitamin C. You can use the orange, you know, the oranges or the grapefruit or the Meyer lemon trees. And I used to know a guy that he had great lemon. He had one of them about 5-6 feet tall in his house. He had it in a good sunny window. He put a little fertilizer on it at the proper time once a year, water it daily or whatever, and as it needed it. And he had lemons all the time, you know. Well, that works. But you're going to have to continue to methodically prepare. You're going to need water purification, water filtration, like the Berkeleyites and that kind of stuff. The ones that will take out a virus, bacteria, and a parasite, and chemicals. The black Berkey filters do that. Get extra filtration. I cannot emphasize this enough. I've been pleading with you for years, but now I'm back onto a pleading tonight. Because this stuff is going to come down the pike. You want to keep Old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. And believe me, anything is most helpful if you help me with it. Most needed and wanted. You can reach me on RadioHawk777 at Hotmail.com. RadioHawk777 at Hotmail.com. I do try to answer as many as I can, but I can't answer everybody. But if you want to keep Old Hawk in the air, if you can send some Federal Reserve notes, precious metals, either one of those are the best way for me. A check, money order, properly filled out. Okay, send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And to all those out there, God bless you. And let's have a prayer tonight for all of those in Iowa that are still without power and stuff from all the disruption of the derecho, which was started with scalar weaponry, weather attack. May Lord Jesus come to you and may provide you all of the things you need in abundance that's needed and wanted to reset your lives back up, whether it be food, the chainsaw, generator, or, you know, solar to run a fan, a place to stay. Assistance to get whatever crops you've got left that might still be salvageable to possibly, you know, bring some of it in. If you have livestock that's missing or if you've got destroyed property, then may the Lord provide you assistance and help of machinery or people to do it and to help you. To all those out in the fires in Colorado, Nevada, and Washington, Oregon, California, all in the western countries. Okay. Those lightning bolts and all that stuff that's being created, you can see the weather warfare happening, the scalar war, so intense on the west coast from China in and from the U.S. out and, you know, from Russia maybe down from the poles and all of that. And that is what is creating the scenario that's giving you and creating the lightning bolts and all that stuff, and it's so dry and all of it. May the Lord come to you and provide you sanctuary in the midst of the fires. May He prevent and preclude the fire from touching you. May it go around. May it devour other firewood and all of that. And may a gentle rain come and put the fires out. Lord Jesus, if it be thy will, stop those using the weather weapons against this country. On the other hand, I'm telling you, we are fighting against the Chinese who are fighting us tooth and nail. Now, what do we have? We had the Grand Prairie Fire. We had that thing right there in Texas. And what happened? Oh, a power line supposedly fell onto the chemical plant or the plastics factory that makes the plastic garbage bags and the kitchen bags and all of that. Same type of scenario as last year in Houston, in those areas down there. And to all the good peace officers in between those two areas, there are some good ones down the old crossroads. You guys keep your eagle eye, your hawk eye, let's call it the hawk eye, on everything out there, because the Red Chinese, the Russian Sabos, the Antifa, and the BLM, because they're all tied in, along with the cartel boys and girls. This is the time they're all coming against America to tear it down, to destroy it. to put it under the torch so that their goons, their thuggery, can take over and become the secret police and the apparatchiks and the hardcore lefty killers that want to destroy this nation and deplete the population on behalf of their commie lords, but it's really on behalf of Lucifer the Lightbringer. So there is nothing immune, and if you work in one of these plants, or if you're in law enforcement, or you're a peace officer, I should say that, if you're a peace officer, then you better protect your people out there and keep an extra eye and make one more tour down the line of the train yard. Make one more stop, you know, along the way at the anhydrous ammonia plant. One more thing at the tank farm, the oil tank farms. One more thing at the natural gas pipeline outside the city, all right, to double check and see what's going on. You might also be proactive. You might even put in for some things to put up some small surveillance cameras in some of these sites, you see, to try to see what you see at night and to preclude saboteurs from going in to get it. Because if this election goes which way or the other, it doesn't make any difference. This thing is going to go, you know, butts up over teacups. You know what I'm saying? It's going to go topsy-turvy, you see. And it will go the wrong way real quick. Read to Matthew 24 and to Luke 21. Read Revelations and then read Matthew 25, because the preparation is the key, because Lord Jesus would like to see you endureth till the end. But if you're to lose your life and you have gone to him, repent of your sins, ask him to come in your heart to be your Savior, that if you do lose your life on this planet, or when you're on a fight in space perhaps for this planet, or for this country, like the MMV are as well, then I will say this to you. Then you're going to have everlasting life with Lord Jesus in heaven. That's the promise. That's the best deal in town. Oh, yeah. And all my friends down there on the Warren Soul Drive, I hope that training's gone well. Because I'll tell you what, we're all going to need a little training. If that's the case, then we should start walking a little bit. Walk a mile after dinner. Get up early in the morning, walk a mile, 2 miles, whatever it is. Pump a little iron. Or the other thing is, you can just take a stick and you can pretend like you're swirling it around, like you're Robin Hood or Little John, you know. The old pugil stick routines, all that kind of stuff. You can take you a machete. You can take you a knife. Make your own manual of arms, your sword manual of arms, your kata, whatever it is you might do. Just pretend. You can hit the heavy bag. If you've got one, or if you don't, you got an old GI or sailor's duffel bag, fill it up with all kind of stuff, you know, heavy rags and, you know, maybe some box of rocks or whatever in there, and make it heavy and hang it from a rope from a tree limb. And start pounding it, dancing, pow, pow, kaboom, you know? Lefty, right, a layer, righty, daddy, do, you know? And I'll tell you what, I always liked that one old recon Marine ditty. Up from a sub 50 feet below, make a head call, I'm ready to go. Grease gun K-ball by my side, these are the tools that make men die. So you better get ready in that kind of a framework. You can sing an airborne song, you can sing a special forces song. You don't have to sing a song at all. But you may even have your death song. Sing your death song. Like my friend old Crazy Horse out there, I guarantee you, when the time comes, he's going to go to work with the buff gun and the carving knife if he has to. In spite of the knees, in spite of being old, in spite of this or that or the other. Because I'm going to tell you what, even if you're sitting in the chair and you can't get up, you can doggone well put something down range with a scope. And you can have you a little dinner, and you can have you a little chunky sirloin burger on top of rice. And a couple crackers maybe on the side, and a little bit of dandelion greens with a little vinegar and salt. And you get that alarm way out there from your Dakota alarm or something, you know. Or something clicks out there on the camera or on your perimeter line out there and you see it. Then you just get the proper shoulder position and the cheek weld and you look down there through your loophole or whatever you got up there on it. And you look on down the line and see what's going on. And if it be somebody coming for you, then I'm going to tell you what, just reach out like old AT&T told you to reach out and touch somebody, and then I'm going to tell you what. Put the thing down and then go back to eating on your dadgum lunch, you know, or your supper. And Pam, no, never mind. Because the time is going to come when you're going to have to stand, and they're going to come for you. And we're going to get starting. Boatloads of people going to get gone, I got a feeling. And if this Biden and Kamala chameleon get elected, and they got the booty jig dancers and the Beatos and the AOCs and all of the real people like the Obama joke at that, and the Valerie Jarrett's and all those people behind the scenes, and they're working for a Soros who's a working for maybe a Rothschild or the Queen Bees, you know, who work for Lucifer the Lightbringer. Well, then let me tell you, you had better be ready. And don't you give up. Don't ever give up. Our old friend Travis W., old friend Trav Weaver. He was a guy I talked about a number of years back. Well, he was in high school football, and he was a smaller player compared to the others. He was maybe like about 240, 250. He wasn't the big 300-pound guy. And he could take it to him even while he played when he had the cancer. And he said, don't ever, ever give up. And old Trav was right. Because there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And I'm going to tell you. Psalm 144 says, blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Psalm 144:1. Because the time is coming when the enemies of the Lord Jesus are going to come upon you and try to take you and try to grab your souls. But in your patience, possess ye your souls. Right? I read that to you a million times because the Lord Jesus tells you that. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. I get tired and I get worn out just thinking about it and seeing it and being able to feel and sense it and what the Lord shows me it's going to come in the future. And the running and the hiding and the defending and the fighting and the fighting to the for death, for to the ultimate against people that sometimes are better or stronger than you. But you cannot give up. Don't ever give up. And ask the Lord Jesus to come and help you, just as our good friend down the grandma down there in Florida, when the guy, the meth head, jumped right through her car window at the gas station to grab her purse, and she grabbed onto that. She says, "Oh, no, mister, this one's mine. Lord Jesus, come and help me." And she fought him and was fighting him. And then all of a sudden, an older, retired white prison guard came and jerked that guy out of her car. She kept the purse. Plus then a black man and a Hispanic man, they all came and fought that demon meth head and sat on him till the cops came. That's the faith that you need. That is what you need. When you tell the mountain to move, the mountain moves. The faith of the mustard seed. And Lord Jesus has given you power and dominion over serpents and scorpions and the evil one. And read John 14. And read that completely and understand what he's telling you. If your first time you're listening tonight, then go to John 14 and read it all. And ask yourself, you see, what he means by all of those. Read it in the King James so you get what I'm talking about. Because I believe that gives us its best meaning. So, ladies and gentlemen, go to Brother Steve Quayle's site. Get on the Last Chance kind of a dance, you know, thing. The streaming in October, the two dates. You can pick up Cascadia, any of those things. But don't go into their loose berry knife now to fight. Stand for the Lord. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. All getting really, really, really real now. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mighty men and women of valor, you're keeping Red Shiny busy. They just had to evacuate about 300,000. Stick in the pool, baby. Stay on the optics and squeeze. Oh, Thomas. Up jacks and 50 push-ups, guys. And get in trouble, ask for Jesus. Good night. Prepare, prepare, prepare.